Mr. Bogle himself, I've met him two or three times in the European Parliament and had a talk with him. So I'm glad it's a person who is a diplomat and a politician, because we need both in Kosovo. We need people who know, we need a person who is able to mediate and to negotiate, but we also need a person who is willing to say sometimes also controversial things, to be daring in a way of telling, be it the Kosovo government, but also the European Union, where we should go to really bring Kosovo further on its way towards the European Union. So I'm wishing Mr. Sboger lots of luck and good nerves and also lots of good energy in order to move things forward for Kosovo and especially for Kosovo citizens on their way to the European Union.
Are the expectations of his mandate too high, given the fact that he's only going to represent the views of the European Union itself, not being able to directly influence the politics of Kosovo?
Well, I think he has a way of influencing the politics of Kosovo. And of course, expectations are high. I think that is something that in Kosovo, it's difficult for Kosovo citizens to learn or to deal with that, to really manage expectations. And I mean, the supervised independence by the International Civilian Office will be ending in the course of this year. So it will really be the European Union who really plays a strong role. And I just think it's a way of showing a stronger presence of the European Union, but at the same time also making it clear to Kosovars that their fate is in their own hands as well, and they cannot always trust the internationals to do things. So I think that's the message that we from the European Union should also be giving to Kosovars. There's parts you're responsible for yourself. You need to do that for yourself. But of course, we'll support you in that and we'll push you in order to improve the situation of the media, of democratic scrutiny, of the fight against corruption and organized crime, etc.